I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bernard Rubenstein has joined us, and he will tell us about the Cuba Caravan. Welcome. What's happening?
Good morning, Charlotte. I'm Mary Charlotte. This coming Monday, the 11th, Santa Fe is going to welcome again the Pastors for Peace Cuba Caravan. And the purpose of the caravan is to work against the economic blockade that the United States has against Cuba, to supply equipment to the Cuban people, to supply construction materials, medicines, things that are blockaded by our country against the people of Cuba. We're going to have a welcome ceremony at the plaza at 2 o'clock, right after the Santa Fe bandstand. We'll have some Cuban music with the Cuban band Sabor. And we'll be able to meet the Cuban caravanistas, who will make some comments, and you'll see the big yellow painted Caravan for Peace bus. The buses come from over 130 cities all over the United States and Canada. They travel routes through the United States and Canada, going to the Mexican border, cross over Mexican customs, and are loaded onto freighters in Tampico, and they're transported to Cuba.
Now, do they ever get there? There's always big problems.
Sometimes there are problems on the Mexican border, but for the last several years, they have made it. Sometimes United States Customs really hassles them on the border and makes them unload everything on the buses, all the computers, goes through everything. But we're hopeful that the people are very patient. They're fighting against this kind of harassment, and it usually goes through. And this year, we're looking especially for construction equipment, because the hurricanes wreak terrible destruction in Cuba, and they have a terrible time getting construction supplies. So anyone who might like to contribute tools, electrical supplies, plumbing equipment, we're collecting these at Westminster Presbyterian Church. And we'll have an evening reception at 7 o'clock and be collecting supplies at the church all afternoon.
Which afternoon is that?
This is Monday the 11th, this coming Monday.
Oh, 7 in the morning.
No, 7 o'clock in the evening is the reception.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be collecting all the materials after 3 o'clock, after our welcome ceremony at the plaza.
Got it.
So 2 o'clock, a ceremony at the plaza, and then after our ceremony, people can come by Westminster Church with construction supplies, carpentry things, things in good order, screws, bolts, hammers.
You know, I was in Havana once, and I got talking to a guy who is a construction guy, and he said, when you come back to Cuba next time, could you bring me a masonry bit?
Yes, of course. They can use anything. So anyone listening to the program, if you have, you know, nails, hammers, shovels, plumbing supplies, things that are in working condition, you know, but sometimes people have duplicates. I was thinking, I have in my basement several hammers, and so I'm going to contribute as much as I can. So
yeah, because you can't use more than one at one time that I know of.
Absolutely. So 2 o'clock at the plaza, we'd love to have everyone welcome the caravanistas. There'll be some wonderful Cuban music, and then that afternoon we'll be collecting things at Westminster Church, and then there'll be a reception for the caravanistas at 7 o'clock that night.
And then they leave the next day.
They're going to Taos, and then they're going through Texas, and all the 20, 30, 40 buses will be meeting at the Mexican border.
Oh, so these buses are all over the country.
They're coming from over 130 cities, all over Canada and the United States. So it's a massive effort. If you go to the website of the Pastors for Peace, you can see the different routes. You go to IFCO. This is the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization.
IFCO.
And this is the 22nd year that the caravan has gone to Cuba.
Well, Bernard Rubenstein is a conductor. He's the head of the Santa Fe Holguin Sister Cities program. And we will see you Monday afternoon on the plaza.
At 2 o'clock on the plaza and 7 o'clock at Westminster Church. And hopefully, if you have some extra construction equipment, please bring it to the church that afternoon.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for having me.
Rob DeWalt.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, waking up.
Yeah, me too.
How about you?
Well, it was an early morning, but I'm here.
Still is,
somewhat. But the coffee's helping, so that's good.
Indeed. So Folk Art Market is happening this weekend. We're going to give away a pair of tickets for the Sunday Folk Art Market in just a moment. In fact, why don't we do that now?
Okay.
Should we do that now? Folk Art Market. Folk Art Market is a grand festival on Museum Hill. And for the third and fourth caller to 428-1382, we have a pair of tickets for Sunday Folk Art Market, and also you will get a bag that has the West African High Life Band CD. They played last night on the rail yard. And a water bottle, a nice catalog from Museum of International Folk Art. Good stuff. And it will be waiting for you at the booth, the entrance booth at Folk Art Market. So we'll take the third and fourth callers, but only call if you really are definitely going to go.
Sweet. Yeah, I missed the West African High Life Band on the rail yard yesterday. I really wanted to go.
Yeah, I didn't go either, but I heard they were wonderful.
But they're playing again on Saturday, I believe.
Excellent.
At the market from 12:30 to 1:40 p.m. There's actually all kinds of great music. Our friend just mentioned Savor. They're playing up at the market on Saturday at 3:15. And let's see. Ooh, there's the Monks are performing. Remember
the Monks? Which Monks?
I'm not going to pronounce this right, so I'm going to make you say it.
Ah, the Monks of the Drepung Loseling Monastery.
Yeah.
Those Monks, they've performed on this show.
Yes.
That very deep, I guess, what would you call it, throat singing?
Yeah.
Of the Tibetan Buddhist monks.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're going to be, they're having a morning performance on Saturday. The market on Saturday is from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's a long one. The entertainment begins at 7 a.m., but I believe that the regular market starts a little later because there's an early bird thing happening on Saturday. Anywho, but this is kind of an art-filled weekend. Well, it's always an art-filled weekend in Santa Fe, but
That's true.
Weekend especially. We've got Art Santa Fe.
Yes.
All kinds of crazy business with Art Santa Fe in the Paso Tiempo today.
When I have gone to Art Santa Fe in the past, it has been absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible art from everywhere. I remember I went to folk art, and then I went down to Art Santa Fe, and I was thinking, which is the real, in some sense, folk art? Mm-hmm. And it's not that the Art Santa Fe is quote-unquote folk art, but there was such an incredibly creative use of materials and ideas and forms in that show.
Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue that happens too, among artists and gallerists, and there's some interesting things going on there. Korean paper making demonstrations, and I believe that that is actually at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, and you can get a 1-day ticket or you can get a 3-day pass for Art Santa Fe. You can go to ticketssantafe.org. And you can find out more information in the great Paso Tiempo today, or you can go to artsantafe.com, or you can call 988-8883 for details.
And the tickets for folk art are gone, so please don't call anymore. We're going to have another ticket giveaway in a moment.
For folk art?
No, for Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
Ah.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. I have some information on that, I believe, right in front of my face here. Let's see. There's going to be work by three choreographers that are familiar to local audiences. Friday, Saturday at the Lenzit.
Friday and Saturday at the Lenzit.
Yeah. Let's see. Overglow is a newly commissioned ballet by Jorma Elo. And the dance includes music from Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony and a central Adagio section set to Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D Major.
Wow.
And then there's Kiss Me Goodnight, which is a new acquisition. All kinds of great choreographers on display here. And, of course, the dancers, which is why everybody goes, right?
One goes for both. I mean, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, they've got it all. They've got great dancers. They get these choreographers from all over the place. And the ones that they have tonight and tomorrow night are some of their regulars.
Right.
We've seen them before. And the costumes and the sets and the lighting and the way it all comes together,
mm-hmm.
it's spectacular.
I
love them.
Most people, when they think of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, they think of the Nutcracker and nothing else. But
really?
Well, I mean, you know, not like ballet fanatics, but you know, it's just a lot of people just think of, oh, Aspen Santa Fe, they do the Nutcracker. Go and see these mixed repertory performances. Both performances start at 8 p.m. That's tonight and Saturday at the Lenzic. You know where to get tickets at ticketsantafe.org.
And if you want to get one pair of tickets for Saturday night, we are doing a giveaway right now for the fourth caller, 1234, 428-1382, and that will be our last ticket giveaway of the day.
That was a lot of numbers you just said there. 1234438. let's see. Oh, this is great. Le Chat Lunatique. You ever heard Le Chat Lunatique?
No.
Do their sort of jazz fusion, gypsy jazz, reggae, klezmer, western swing. They are going to be at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange at 7:30 tonight, and that's out there in El Dorado on Caliente Road. This is a great band. I mean, these guys, they really put on a show. The music is really diverse. And Santa Fe Performance Exchange, if you haven't been out there yet, it's an incredible performance space. And it was once Mike's Music Exchange and whatnot,
right.
But it's happening out there. And on that note, if I can just do a little PSA here for a second.
Please do.
The Summer Rock Camp Scholarship Fund for Candyman Strings and Things, it needs help. Their funds have been depleted because they don't profit from any of their programs. And if you go to candymanstringsandthings.com, you can find out information about the summer rock camps. They have kids classes age 8 to 18 and adult classes age 19 and up. But you can also donate to help them keep these classes going. These classes are amazing. And as a matter of fact, the summer rock camp that they do for kids, the kids get to form a band, they get to name their band, they get to rehearse with their band, they get to record a CD at Step Ridge Studios, and they get to perform at Santa Fe Performance Exchange. And so that's a lot of great stuff for young musicians in this town.
Indeed.
And so go to candymanstringsandthings.com and help them out, for sure. What else is happening? Oh, the Santa Fe Opera's Apprentice Singers are going to congregate at the town's most convivial piano bar, Vanessa, for casual performances. There's going to be musical theater, opera, operetta, cabaret. That's at 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 12th, Thursday, July 14th, and Saturday, July 16th, and 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, July 17th. And on the Sunday, July 17th performance is sort of a sing-along. It's kind of an interesting thing. There is a cover, but if you call 982-9966, you can arrange for sort of reservations for those performances.
And don't forget that David Geist plays with his Geist Cabaret at Pronzo upstairs. And they do that, well, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And always good fun. The summer performance hours are 6:15 to 9:15 for reservations. 984-2645.
You know, I have a friend who's in town doing some Santa Fe photographic workshops, and he's a photographer that used to live here in town and worked with my partner at a local restaurant. And he went down to the Santa Fe bandstand, and he was really impressed. You know, I mean, he lives in New York. He sees live performance all the time, but he really loved the vibe. And
lots of good stuff on Santa Fe bandstand.
Yeah, lots of great stuff. On Monday, there's the Country Blues Review. At noon, and there's also, John O'Manson and Hillary Smith in Soul Kitchen at 6 p.m. And then on Tuesday, there's Rhythm and 53rd and Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble at 6 p.m. That's Tuesday. And then, of course, Wednesday is Roberto Capocchi, who is playing at, I believe, 6 p.m.
Oh, no, I think it's at noon.
Oh, you know, you're right. It is at noon. And then there is Mezcla Latina, followed by Paul Pino and the Tone Daddies at 6 p.m. on the Plaza.
Good
so
stuff.
So all kinds of free live music.
Music on the Plaza.
I know.
What could be better?
I mean, it doesn't even matter if there's monsoon. I want to mention Thursday, there's Eliza Gilkison and Jamie Michaels at 6 p.m. on the Plaza.
Excellent.
So go check out Santa Fe Bandstand. It looks like the weather is going to cooperate.
Yeah, who knows?
But
we'll see. You never know from one moment to the other.
I hope it cooperates for the shuttle launch. If nobody knows, the very last space shuttle is supposed to be launched today.
Yeah, I heard the news about it.
I think at like 9 o'clock. So I'm gonna geek out on that if it works.
You're gonna geek out?
I'm gonna totally geek out.
What is your geeking out watching the space shuttle look like?
It's kind of hard to explain. I usually do it alone. You know, I was going to Santa Fe Prep when the Challenger tragedy occurred,
yeah.
And we were all watching it live on television, as were a lot of students all across. And ever since then, I have not missed watching a launch. Not because I want to see that ever happen again,
but
just because it's just been a tradition. What else is going on?
Well, on Monday, July 11th at Collected Works Bookstore, the Shared Reading Series continues with Glennis Carl and Bethany Mackin Baxter. Glennis Carl's story and personal journey, Hold My Hand, starts with a call in the middle of the night that changed her life forever. Her son had suffered a traumatic head injury and goes on from there. Bethany Mack and Baxter's Two Sons is a fictional story of Harry Wyman. Since the murder of his only child, Stephen, 2 years ago, wealthy Jewish widower Wyman has been consumed with anger at the African-American boy who pulled the trigger and the gang members who were with him. But when he accidentally meets James Gray, the shooter, the lonely man's world is turned upside down. So that's at Collected Works Bookstore on Monday. And gee whiz, they didn't tell me what time, but most of their events are at 6 in the evening. I'll double-check that right now.
Okay. While you're double-checking that, I have to remind folks that the July 10th was originally scheduled to be the last day of the Due Return, and it's been extended through August 21st.
Yeah.
And on the boat at the Due Return at the Munoz Waxman Gallery at the Center for Contemporary Arts on Old Pecos Trail, D Numbers and Then Eats Them are performing at 6 o'clock. And these performances are pretty wild. I mean, it's a great time, and it's one of the best, I think, atmospheres for any kind of live music that I've seen in Santa Fe.
Even though it's sort of temporal.
Well, I mean, not wild because you're surrounded by all of this visual information, and then you get some of the best music out there. D Numbers, one of the best bands in town. Based here anyway.
By the way, that Collected Works event is indeed at 6 in the evening.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. So go check out the Due Return. It's open through the 21st, but there's a great concert there on July 10th. Lots of other openings tonight. I think in lieu of Art Santa Fe, everyone is bringing out the big guns. So we've got Canyon Road Contemporary Art, paintings by Javier Lopez Barbosa, and there's a reception tonight at 5 o'clock. We've got... I believe this is wonderful. Have you been to Plush Gallery yet?
No.
Got to go to Plush Gallery.
All right.
It's kind of a pop-up gallery situation. And they have a show called Calm Manufacture, mixed media work by C.J. Davis, and sculpture by Joel Kaiser, and paintings by Peter Ligon, and watercolors by the Scuba Collective. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 8 p.m., and that's through July 29th. And then we have to welcome Red Dot Gallery to... an actual building. Red Dot Gallery is having a grand opening reception tonight from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., and they are located at 826 Canyon Road. It's work by Santa Fe Community College students. I have a few friends that have work in the show, but that's not the reason why I'm mentioning it. It's nice that Red Dot Gallery has a home and that they're serving the community by showing artwork by students in Santa Fe.
Excellent.
I was just at the Santa Fe Community College the other day, and they have a great student art exhibit in the main building.
They always have a great student art exhibit.
The sculpture is amazing.
They've got some of the best, I don't know whether to say it's the teachers or the students or that beautiful combination of the two, but they must have some great teachers there because they always have the most creative stuff in the hallways.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they have a lot of great artwork there. I went in and sat in on a class on art criticism, and it was very interesting. I think it's the second time I've done it, and I think if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I'd want to do something like that.
You'd want to do art criticism?
No, teach.
Ah.
But we'll see.
I thought you did art criticism.
I do.
Okay. Earthworks Institute series, Stories of the Land, Wildlife Tracking Workshop in the Village of Galisteo, with Peter Callen and Mitch Johnson of Pathways and Wildlife Corridors of New Mexico and Catherine Eagleston of the Wildlife Center, is happening tomorrow. You arrive by 8:45 a.m. The event runs from 9 until 1. There's an optional lunch in the shade of the Bosque of Galisteo. And Earthworks Institute is offering all of this. Don't bring your animals. But otherwise, you can check out earthworksinstitute.org. And for more information, 982-9806. Yeah, I guess if you're doing wildlife tracking, you probably shouldn't bring your pets.
Right. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But anyway, Earthworks Institute does amazing work. And they're doing another thing on Monday, the 11th of July, called Harvesting Water from the Sky. It's a water harvesting workshop in El Dorado, with Reese Baker and Jan Willem Janssens, and members of the Semi-Arid Cafe, offered by the El Dorado Community Improvement Association. Once again, it's from 6:30 to 9 in the evening. Once again, 982-9806.
Sweet. Teatro Paragua, so the teen ensemble, they have these four original one-act plays that they're presenting at their studio over there on Richards Lane. And let's see, there's performance on tonight at 8 o'clock, and there's a performance on Saturday at 8 o'clock. And I believe there's a performance on, let me just check, I believe there's a performance on Sunday. Yes, there is. There is a performance at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And those continue through next weekend, so you have a couple of weekends to check them out. But excellent. The teen ensemble always does good work. And there's all kinds, I think there's something I should probably mention, otherwise I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Well, while you look for it,
okay.
I will tell you that Victoria Scott of the Black Art Studio will be giving a slide talk on Nigerian Indigo and Oshogbo art at the Travel Bug at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday the 9th of July. The Travel Bug is at 839 Paseo de Peralta, and that should be good. She's certainly an expert on African textiles.
Cool. That thing I was going to mention?
Yes.
I forgot what it was. So I'll mention something else instead. Okay.
Well, you were never going to hear the end of it if you forgot, and now you forgot.
It's what I thought was I was supposed to mention is not in here, so and I don't have the information in front of me, and I want to make sure I get the information right, so I'm just not going to mention it. But I will mention the fact that, let's see. Oh, James McMurtry and the Heartless Bastards are playing at the Rail Yard on Saturday. And there's a great story in the Paso Tiempo today about it. And, of course, that's going to be a great gig. It's in the Rail Yard Plaza. It's outside. And I'm not sure if they're going to have a tent over it or what.
The Heartless Bastards.
Yes.
I know them. Some of them.
I know a lot of them. but there's other great things happening in the Rail Yard, too, music-wise. This is great. I think it was in 2008, there used to be this thing called the Silver 502 Lounge. And what they did is they took the double-decker train car and a couple of the flatbed cars, and they turned it into a club. They had DJs, and they had a little cocktail bar set up. And, and it kind of went away, but it's back. And now it's called the Bar Car, which is, I guess it's an okay name. every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night through the summer, starting at 9 p.m., they're going to have different acts there. On Friday night, tonight, they have DJ Pablo 77. And then on Saturday night, they have DJs Reverend Mitten and Javier. And then on Thursday, June 14th, they have DJs Federici and Bacon, who are also in D Numbers. So there is a small cover, and I believe you're going to have to be 21 and over for this one. But if you need more information, email Kat, that's K-A-T, at SFSR, that's Santa Fe Southern Railway, .com. And also on the railroad, one more thing. Saturday, July 29th at Warehouse 21 from 5 to 11 p.m., the unfortunate closing of Corazon, and that's still kind of in limbo, has left a lot of metalheads without a regular place to go. There's always great metal at Warehouse 21, and they're having a big metal showcase on Saturday night over there. Fields of Elysium, Soul to Rest, Green Guy, Necronaut, Flying Donkey Punch is going to be performing also. And it's a really inexpensive show. I'll just put it that way. Warehouse 21 could use your support. Of course, it's no alcohol, no drugs, no violence, mosh with love, that sort of thing. So there's something in the Rail Yard for everybody to do this weekend.
Excellent.
Music-wise.
Yeah. There's something for everybody to do all over town.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost time to go.
Really?
What are you doing this weekend?
I am going to International Folk Art Market.
Yay.
I am going to Art Santa Fe. And I am sleeping.
All of those things sound
good. That's pretty much. Oh, and I'm going to watch that Page One, the documentary about the New York Times that's starting
good.
Next week.
Excellent.
And I'm not sure what's happening
in the realm of movies.
We've got a couple of things happening. We've got, Circo, the documentary about the circus, the Mexican circus family, is opening at the Screen. And Jonathan Richards gave it a favorable review on page 70 of the Paso Tiempo. I watched it. I had a different opinion, but hey.
Also at the Screen, Queen to Play has become highly recommended. Everyone
yes.
says it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Buck continues at the CCA.
Yes.
And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafe. My email address is RadioCafe@KSFR.org. Rob DeWalt is with us every week, and it's always wonderful to have you with us.
It's always wonderful to be here. And I'm more tired. I'm a little less awake than usual.
Yeah, you had to get up very, very early.
Yes.
But stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz. Congratulations to our ticket winners today.
Yay.
Keep your ears tuned to KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. And the news is next. Jazz a la carta. Hasta mañana. No, hasta lunes.
Hasta lunes.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Ciao.